One of the things we've seen protesters do over the last week is take a knee. It's a reference both to the police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes and to former San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who lost his job after taking a knee in protest of police brutality and racial injustice. In 2018, President Trump said this of players adopting Kaepernick's protest.
You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
Well, now people are seeing Kaepernick's protest in a new light. Let's bring in Mike Pesca. Here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Well, and tell us, first of all, just how the protests over George Floyd's killing are playing out in the world of sports.
Well, a number of NBA players have themselves actually joined the protest. Jaylen Brown driving 12 hours or so to lead a protest. He's with the Celtics. Several members of the Philadelphia 76ers there on hand in Philadelphia. Matisse Thybulle and Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris. And then when you add in the statements that are being made on Twitter by athletes, the NBA leading the way, there's a chorus of calling for change. The NBA, and I hope we get into this a little bit, has a plan to come back. And so many of the players, you know, a week ago, this would be the number one thing on their minds. So many of the players are saying, you know, this isn't even the actual thing that made us famous and gives us a platform isn't actually even the thing that's most important right now. It's talking about police brutality and talking about what's going on in America, what's going on in our cities.
Well, we did hear that from New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, who is apologizing today for saying players who kneel in protest when the NFL season starts would be disrespecting the flag. He was asked during an interview with Yahoo Finance yesterday how the league should react if more players kneel in protest during the national anthem, as Kaepernick did.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place.
Now, Brees' teammate, Malcolm Jenkins, this morning in an Instagram post said those comments were insensitive and completely missed the mark on the issues we're facing right now as a country. Do you think that the protest movement, Mike, is changing the debate over kneeling in the NFL?
Well, you know, it changed Drew Brees' mind, or maybe at least he says it does. So it wasn't just Jenkins, and I'll get to him. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the great NFL quarterback, said about Brees, it has never been about the anthem or the flag. Not then, not now. Listen with an open heart. LeBron James criticized him. Brees' own receiver, Michael Thomas, called him out. But Jenkins, who has been a stalwart of this movement in the NFL, who's on the Players Council, who has always tried to explain to anyone willing to listen what Colin Kaepernick was doing by calling attention to police brutality. Malcolm Jenkins made two Instagram posts, and one he was crying and said of Brees, it's unfortunate. I considered past tense you a friend. I looked up to you. Sometimes you need to shut. And then he used an expletive and told him to shut up. And then he did another post and he didn't really pull that back, but he gathered himself a little bit. And then he said he talked to Brees, and Brees issued an apology today, which some people are saying, well, it's good that he realizes that what he said was at least inopportune. But other people are pointing out, well, we just heard what you played there. You know, here's what I think, and I'll never change my opinion of it. So was he wrong then? Is he wrong now? It does get to the bigger issue of what is the league going to do? Should play resume with this ongoing this ongoing issue of players wanting to take a knee? They've never had a good solution to it. And their commissioner, Roger Goodell, is once again in a position of trying to represent owners' interests. Owners are generally pro-business and they don't want controversy, balancing that against the 70% of the players in the league who are black, also white players who chafe under the dictates that they not express truly held beliefs.
Okay, just briefly, Mike, I know you wanted to get to the NBA, so let's do that. The Board of Governors is reportedly close to approving a plan to restart the season with 22 teams. What do we know about that and when it might happen?
Okay, so it might happen maybe from a July start point. They might, if this plan goes into place, might play 8 regular season games. And it's odd, 22 teams. That means 8 teams are looking out. What they've essentially done is lopped off the teams that would have no chance to make the playoffs because players were saying, I don't want to come back and maybe risk my health and get back into shape with no chance to even make the playoffs. Some mm-hmm. owners are a little upset about that because they won't have a chance to make money. But then they run this 8-game regular season, allowing some teams maybe who weren't in a playoff position to earn their place in. Then if all goes well, we start the playoffs and we have a championship maybe in October. Again, a lot of maybes.
We'll see. I'm sure it would make a lot of people happy. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.